bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The 7-year-old boy's name is Carlos. At the press conference, the San Francisco Police Department didn't mention Carlos' entire name. Instead, they called him things like brave, courageous, and cool under pressure. And what had Carlos done to receive such praise? His story began with Carlos' little sister leaving their home's front door unlocked. That was an invitation for 3 masked gunmen to break in and begin to threaten Carlos' parents. Carlos grabbed his sister, picked up a telephone, locked himself in the bathroom, and called the police. Pretty impressive, don't you think? I do, too. And if you're wondering why Carlos knew he was supposed to do those things, I can tell you. Carlos was taught to do those things. Every day his mother made him rehearse what he was going to do in an emergency. That day, when the bandits came, Carlos did just as he had been told. He called the police dispatcher and said, there's some guys that are going to kill my mom and my dad. Can you come, please? The police came, the thieves got away, the parents were spared, and Carlos had become a hero. I think Carlos' mom is a hero. A hero because of what she taught her son and daughter. A hero because she believes children ought to obey their parents. I think there is a lesson here. We may not all live in a neighborhood as dangerous as that of Carlos and his sister. Even so, we parents need to teach our children how they can confront and escape evil when it comes calling, and it will come calling. No neighborhood is completely safe all the time. We need to teach our children to call 911 when they run up against armed robbers, and we need to teach them to call upon God when they are confronted by spiritual thieves and murderers. We pray. Dear Lord, children need to obey their parents, and parents need to teach children wisely and well. We give thanks that Carlos and his sister are safe. Now we pray the same might be said for all children. May we teach them to rely upon Jesus, their Savior, their friend, their protector, and salvation. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.